Phil Lodeholt, welcome back to the Arctic Blast.
Thank you. Good to be back.
What keeps bringing you back?
For me, it's just opportunity to, you know, get up in the northern part of the state, see some of the fans that don't always get a chance to come down to the cities and see us. So just a chance to connect with these fans up here. You know, it's been big for me since I got here. I'm not, you know, used on social media, so to be able to connect with these guys is good for me.
You and your teammates were refs last night. What was that experience like?
Oh, that was a lot of fun, man. You know, being out there with the alumni players and, you know, the guys from here at Thief River Falls, it was a good time. We had a great time.
Now, your locker room and the alumni and staff locker room was one in the same. How much pressure did they put on you?
We had a little, you know, we had a little talk, but, you know, we told them we was going to keep it clean and just told them to play hard, and they did and came out with the victory. So it was a lot of fun.
Shifting forward, what's this time of year like for you? Where are you at in your rehabilitation process?
Right now, just like you said, rehabbing, attacking that every day up at the facility with our staff. Just trying to build strength right now and, you know, hopefully be able to participate a little bit in OTAs and stuff like that. And then by the time training comes around, be full speed. So just looking forward to that.
You and Brandon are going through a very similar process. His injury happened a couple months before yours. Do you feel like you just try to chase his progress?
Yeah, exactly. You know, everything I'm doing now, he's done it. And, you know, just trying to, like you said, chase him, competing in there. We're competing, you know, without doing too much. So just trying to get ready and be 100% healthy.